Welcome, my friend, to the Sacred Heart Podcast. This is your host, Jenny, and I'm your guide and your friend on this path of personal and spiritual expansion. This is a sacred container where we do the work to connect with our soul's calling, open our hearts, and step into our next level of expansion. It's a space where slow, steady, and sustainable growth is the new barometer of success, where we're going to prioritize how deeply we are being in ourselves and expand our capacity to receive more of life through the power of the unconscious realms. We will dive deep into how to embody presence, to lead from our hearts, cultivate abundance, open to pleasure and play as a pathway to healing, so we can be expressed in the fullness of our complexities and take action from our soul's guidance as we honor our unique human experience. So go ahead, my love, make yourself a cup of tea and settle in as we step into this portal. Hello, 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 beautiful soul, sacred heart soul. I'm so excited you're here. Welcome to 2024. This is the first time that we are connecting. This is the first episode. I was a little bit radio silent in December as I was taking a lot of space for resting and resetting, which was exactly what I needed. And I think that was a lot of what we needed in the world to close 2023. And I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a lot of really beautiful, motivating, creative, exciting energy right now as we are stepping into 24. It is the 3rd of January as I'm recording this. And it really feels like there are shifts happening. And that has kind of inspired me to come on today to talk to you about your spiritual growth in 2024 and sharing with you a couple of the things that I will be devoting some time and space to this year, which maybe you also want to take on for your own habits and your own personal and spiritual growth. Now, you may see that we have changed the name of the podcast. So last year we were the Soma Heart Podcast, and that has been shifted now to the Sacred Heart Podcast, or just Sacred Heart Podcast. And of course, there's a reason behind this, as you know, I'm going through my personal evolution and my brand evolves, and you know, my service here on the planet evolves, and Sacred Heart felt so aligned. As you may know, I'm also creating my own breathwork training right now. So we are launching that. The first round of students will be in May and June this year. So if you have ever been curious about serving through breathwork, whether that is, first of all, deepening your own practice and your own relationship with the breath. Second of all, if that is something that speaks to you in terms of how you want to show up on the planet and how you want to serve, then this could be a really beautiful training for you. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that at the end of the episode, because I really want to get into spiritual growth in 2024. So change the name. Let's move forward. You may be feeling right now a little bit of nervousness or a little bit of uncertainty. That tends to happen. There's always a bit of a mix at the beginning of the year where part of us is like really excited and we maybe have our goals and we feel motivated and we know where we want to go. We understand, you know, some of the things that we want to claim this year. We understand parts of the person that we are becoming, but then we also have a lot of uncertainty and a lot of stress around, is that actually going to happen? Right? You know, maybe in the last year you didn't fulfill some of your goals, and that is leaving you feeling like you're failing, or that, you know, you're not good enough, or that things are not meant for you, right? And that is a totally normal way to feel, especially just, you know, being a human here, having this human experience. And so I wanted to kind of preface this episode to say that regardless of how last year went for you, regardless of what you achieved, what you didn't achieve, what you thought you would achieve that you didn't achieve, that all gets to stay exactly where it happened, which is in the past, right? And we can love ourselves through last year if you've done like a really beautiful closing of the year. If not, I really recommend that you take some space for yourself, right? To actually reflect on what happened, to look back and pick up the lessons and look at the patterns that were showing up in your life and really do your deep inner work. I think, just to go on a little side talk here, as more people are waking up on the planet, we are seeing waves and waves and waves of people going through, I'm going to say quote-unquote awakenings, because there's a very big difference between knowing that there is such a thing as awakening and feeling like you're experiencing that and actually experiencing an awakening. So we are seeing a lot more people kind of rise up and rise out of old paradigms as we are moving towards, you know, we're creating the new earth together. And with that comes some responsibility for ourselves. There's responsibility for our personal growth, responsibility for where am I going? Where is my heart guiding me? Where is my soul inviting me to deepen, to lean in, to go further, right? And a lot of the I don't want to call it fake spirituality, but I'm going to call it that. It's not really spirituality. It can sometimes come across as though there really isn't that much work to be done. There isn't, you know, that much pain or struggle that we have to go through. And while pain and struggle don't have to be the only way, I think there is, you know, it's not an easy path. Taking this journey, taking this spiritual soul path, this path of growth, of expanding, of fulfilling your limitlessness, right, in this life, this is a brave path to walk. This is not for everybody. And I say that with a lot of compassion. And as I was saying to one of my soul sisters today, you know, there's a learning that I definitely had last year around spirituality and my heart space. And feeling like because I have an identification, right, of being this spiritual being, I know in truth that we are all spiritual beings, but it's a huge part, spirituality is a huge part of my life. And I had this idea that because of that, I have this soft, beautiful heart, which I do. But actually spirituality can really be about the hard stuff as well. It can really be about saying no. It can be about the discipline. It can be about saying, hey, I'm sorry, you're no longer in alignment with who I am and what I'm becoming and where I'm going in my life. But spirituality is being able to do that and stand in your strength without feeling like you're doing it from a wound or from any nastiness. Like you're truly just holding yourself in your love. And so a lot of the this kind of like new age spirituality that we're seeing is really very fluffy. And this year, my invitation is, let's go a little bit deeper. Let's get a little bit stronger. Let's really earth, ground, build stronger foundations, right? For what is to come in the coming years. Because everything that we choose to do today is going to support us for tomorrow. So everything you did last year, regardless of how big or small that felt, was a part of planting the seeds for the years to come. And as we know, these things can take a little bit of time, right? So we can shift energy in a moment, but for things to show up in the physical realms, it can take a little bit of time. And so if you were planting seeds last year, right, let's wait for the right season, right? Keep nurturing those seeds. Keep giving them everything that they need and growing them and speaking wisdom into them and speaking light into them, right? And then at the right time in the right season, those seeds will sprout roots and it will bring a flower or a tree or whatever it is that you are creating here on the planet. So I kind of wanted to preface with all of that, preface like a 10-minute preface, but hey, here we are. And with that, something that is really coming through strongly in my field is around those nurturing our roots, right? Nurturing your roots specifically, not anybody else's, just nurturing your roots. And to do that so that you can get rock solid to weather the storm that's to come, because we have a lot of tumultuous energy that's still around on the planet right now. You know, the events in October and what's happening in Gaza and Palestine right now, there's a lot of heavy energy, a lot of density that's happening on the planet. And there's a lot of old ways that are breaking down. I don't know if you can feel that or see that. I personally, I don't watch the news very actively, but I am very intentional now about when I do decide to go in and look at news. And I think that's really important for us as sensitive souls, is to be very, very intentional about your news sources, how you are approaching that, going in with protection, making sure that you are really open and ready to receive from your solid roots, from your solid foundation, whatever information there is out there, right? So this year, there is a lot of, you know, global stress, global tension. A lot of people are very unhappy with the way that, or the ways that the world has been run over many, many years, but specifically right now, it's coming to a point, right? And so it's our job to really build that foundation within ourselves, right? Always coming back in, always looking back at the places where you're out of alignment, the things that are no longer in resonance with you, right? And getting super, super strong and building resilience so that as the world continues to unfold and as, you know, experiences happen in the world that are outside of our control, maybe even outside of our, you know, direct experience in life, that we can stay strong in our own light the whole way through. So really coming back into trusting ourselves as well, really coming back into that do I really trust who I am and where I'm going? And if there's any doubt there, starting to look at that and to, you know, to unpack that within yourself so that you can get super solid and super strong for what is to come. So that's the first part I wanted to share with you today. Now, I wanted to share also two words of mine that have been ringing pretty loudly for this year in my field. I don't know if you do this, but I think it's a beautiful practice to begin to feel into words that are in resonance with the year ahead, the calendar year ahead. You know, it's really funny. Even as I'm saying this, I was writing the notes for this episode, and I used to, like, the last couple of years, I've been so not about goals, so not about goal setting, so avoidant of having, like, these very masculine goals. And this year, I've come to, well, let's say end of last year, I started to bring together my masculine and feminine side in a beautiful union, which allows me to experience both of these energies again in a really strong way without villainizing one or saying one is better than the other. And so I'm saying this because maybe in the last years or so, you've heard me talking about goal setting at New Year's time. And with that, I do still believe that we do not need to wait for a new year to create a goal. Like, there's a beautiful energy at this time of year, and especially this year, like I said, there's a lot of, like, it's not even fiery energy. Like, I feel like it's a beautiful flowing river that we are all sailing down right now through January, like coming into this year. And that's what the motivation is coming from, right? So it's not burning things down. It's actually just flowing through its natural course. So that's where I'm at right now. And so let's just loop back there. Words are a beautiful way for us to connect with an emotion, as well as an idea, as well as a way that we are aiming for life to be. And so for me, these words this year, we have resonance and simplicity. And resonance is the strongest one for me, right? So I have it's on my vision board. It's, you know, is this in resonance with my expansion? And I can ask myself this question with anything in my life, right? Am I making a cup of coffee? Am I making a tea? Am I eating this food? Am I meeting this person? Am I going to bed earlier? Am I staying up late? Do I have the balance that makes me feel good, right? You can ask this question for everything. And resonance really is something at the same vibration that I am, and in such a way that it supports the expansion of who I am so that I get to be more of me in the world. Because I know and I trust that when I am more of me in the world, my authenticity, that more good things can happen. Because I trust in my relationship with the divine. I trust in what I'm here to bring and the service that I'm here to bring. And if I can be in resonance with things around me and surround myself with things that are in resonance, right? All of the other stuff kind of falls away. So all of those things that are not in alignment, that are holding you back, that are, you know, keeping the expansion from really skyrocketing, from amplifying out, all of that stuff, like it just naturally will fall away. So you don't even need to do a load of work around it. So if you love that word, please feel free to adopt that for your 2024, for your 2024 words as well. And then the other one, simplicity, I mean, there's not so much to say here, is there? I think in the last couple of years, there has been a lot overall in the world, a lot of change, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of like, is this the right way? Is this the right way? Like, we have gone through cycles of self-doubt and cycles of really questioning everything in the world and how the world is being run. And we can see a lot of that right now when we look, you know, around ourselves and what's happening on the planet. And so my intention this year is to tap into more simplicity. Right? I'm not here for the struggle at the moment, right? Like, I'm not here for making things harder than they need to be. And simplicity doesn't always mean easy. Like, it doesn't just mean smooth sailing. It means coming back into our heart space. It means tuning in with what is true for us, like for me, and what is true for you. And it is letting that truth be a guide and keeping it so simple in that way. Because where things tend to get a little messy is when the mind decides, or we allow the mind to get involved in our decision making in places where it's, you know, could maybe take a second seat. Like, we need our beautiful mind, of course, when we're making decisions, but the mind can bring with it a lot of the limitation, a lot of the protections, a lot of the reasons why we shouldn't do something or why we should do something, which is maybe not aligned with our hearts. So simplicity is my second word. Now, before we carry on, I'm going to share with you today 5 tips. But before we get to that, there's something that has been really, like, again, really loud in my field in the last week. And it's the idea of choosing, or let's say nurturing, our intellect over intelligence. And for 2024, this is going to be a really big theme that I'm feeling coming through on the planet in terms of how we are operating on an individual level, right? So intellect over intelligence. What does that mean? Intellect is when we look within ourselves, right? It is, what is true for me? What do I trust? Do I trust myself? Like, how do I know something? It's intuition. It's that inner guidance that we receive, that like nudge or that pull to go and do something new, or to make that phone call to a friend who you haven't spoken to in a few months. Intellect. And intellect is a kind of wisdom that cannot be learnt, in a sense. Like, you can't go read that in a book. Intellect is such an innate way of being, and there is such a vast network within our bodies, but with also how we are connected with greater intelligence. And intellect is a path that allows us to connect in even deeper with our bodies and what our bodies are trying to tell us, right? Like through the cells and through sensations and like all the things that are happening here. And then with greater intelligence, with the divine, with, you know, God, whatever you believe in, there is an intellect there as well that we get to connect in with, right? This is where all of our downloads come from. This is where all of our ideas come from. This is where our connection with other people and other things, like there's this huge network that's available for us. And it's through intellect and strengthening our intellect and learning really the language of that intelligence, of that intellect, sorry, that allows us, like intelligence, I'm pulling back here because of course the other side of this is intelligence, which is a bit different, but this inner intelligence, this intellect, like when we learn that, it gives us such a leverage for moving forward. And we need to have that these days because there is so much information out there that is contradictory, that is untrue, that is a perspective. And sometimes we're seeing that there are like situations where both things can be true at the same time, right? And so intellect allows us to come into ourselves and feel into what is true and truth for us. It allows us to strengthen our discernment muscle. And the other side of that intelligence is a really big external thing, right? This is like going and reading books or even listening to this podcast or, you know, doing a course. Like we receive information from an external source. And the beautiful thing, and I think, you know, again, when I was speaking at the beginning here about this like new age spirituality, is that there's a lot of, and you know, I was here when I first stepped into this world, a lot of like wanting to gain intelligence. Like you go and you read the book and you do the course and you do the things and la 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 la. And I did that. I read all the books, right? And I listened to the podcast and like devoted all of my time for learning about all of the things and the human behavior and the human brain and spirituality and, you know, yogic texts and things like this. But it wasn't until I started working with a coach that I realized that the biggest shifts were through intellect, through getting to know myself, through turning inwards. And so this year, as we move through the year, as we learn new things, as we see what's happening in the world, as we, you know, go and gain new intelligence from the outside world, it's really important that we bring that inside and we start to tune in and decide for ourselves what feels true and true for us. Because through us standing in our truth, that is the way that we get to be in alignment and resonance with the life that we're creating, which allows the light to come in and through us, right? It allows the light to shine. And it's the light and it's us standing in our light that is going to be the only thing that supports the planet in its evolution as it goes through these tumultuous times that we are currently seeing and that we will also see for 2024. So, I hope that resonated. There we go again, resonated. Love it. Okay, let's move into five tips that I'm going to be doing these myself, strengthening these myself, let's say. But I would really invite you to feel into these, to feel if they are, yeah, like how do they feel for you to start to weave in to your daily life? And just drinking some tea. Yeah, some of them you may already be doing. Some of them you may have some resistance to. Let's see. They're very general. I think that, again, using your intellect, you get to choose and interpret these how you will. First of all, I want to say, you being a spiritual being has zero connection to you waking up at 5 a.m. at doing 11 sun salutations, at tongue scraping, at drinking a liter of water in the morning, even though that's what I do and I love it and I recommend it. Your spirituality has nothing to do with you opening up all of your chakras, with you doing breath work every day. Like, all of these things are really just tools to support you as you explore your personal relationship with the fact and the truth that you are a spiritual being. Your spirituality is to do with you exploring your relationship with the divine and how that unfolds as you take your new steps every day, right? These additional things, these layers, you get to choose what resonates with you, what feels good for you. And while, like, yes, there are absolutely some things in here, like meditation, that I have only truthfully just started to realize the importance of, right? But that doesn't mean that I haven't been a spiritual being in the last few years. It just means that my path was different. And so you don't need to force anything to happen in your life in order to be more of anything, right? You are because you are. So I wanted to kind of say that before we move forward, because again, I know a lot of this new age spirituality can make us feel very insignificant and make us feel like we're in lack and scarcity because we're not doing all of these things. When the reality is, for most people, you work a 40-hour a week job. Maybe you spend a lot of time traveling to that job. Like, you're exhausted. You don't have the capacity to be able to do all the things that we're being told or expected of us in order to gain like spiritual enlightenment. Like, this is just madness. There is a beautiful, you know, threshold here where we get to feel into our bodies and our nervous systems, right? We're here having the human experience. We have a nervous system, we have a body, and we get to use that as our guidance system as we continue to grow. And so I'm about to share with you five tips, five things that I would recommend, right, this year for your spiritual growth, and how you choose to integrate them, if you choose to at all, is up to you, your intellect, your choice. And by not doing any of them doesn't make you less or doesn't mean that your year is not going to be as beautiful and successful and incredible as you want it to be. So, I love you. You love you. These are my five tips. The first one I have is prayer. Now, prayer is something that can be quite confusing, right? We tend to think of prayer as like very religious, first of all. But I'm going to just like invite you to zoom out a little bit. Prayer is not, it's used in religious settings, but the way that I use it is not in a religious way. I do use it to pray to God, to the divine. And I use it in a way where I am asking, right? I'm asking for the support. I'm asking for guidance. I'm asking for the signs. Sometimes I might ask specifically for a sign where there is no possible way that I could confuse that or think that it wasn't meant for me. Like, I need a physical sign in writing, right? So this is how I use prayer. It's really to ask. And depending on the prayer, I might ask for, you know, I might ask for some guidance, or I might ask if it's a really big thing, but I like to offer something in return, right? This is an exchange of energy. And this is a little bit different where manifestation kind of, you know, it can feel a little sometimes like people are putting in an order to the universe, like ask and you shall receive. Like, Yes, absolutely. But there's definitely more to it than that. There's more depth than just ask and you shall receive. Ask, offer, action, right? Ask for what you want, offer something in return, offer your service, offer your heart, offer your love, offer your being, like, right? Like, God, like, show me the way forward. How do I, like, show me what I'm here to do in the world. Show me my purpose in the world. And I promise I will give everything to that. I promise I will X, Y, Z, right? Offer. So prayer is the first one. And there's many, like I said, there's many different ways to pray. Sometimes you can just have a little prayer just to send love to the planet, just to pray for the planet, to pray for a loved one, right? It doesn't have to just be for yourself. But prayer is a beautiful moment to really plug in to the divine, plug in to like the network that we have where we're all connected, and to offer some, ask and offer. The second tip I have is meditation. Now, again, I would have told you last year that I don't think we need to meditate, and I still don't think we need to. I don't think we need to do anything. But what I have come to realize in the last couple of weeks is even just having 10 minutes to sit down at the end of the day. I tend to do this before I sleep. I'm not really a morning meditator because my brain is quite active. And so first thing in the morning, I need to be, I'm in a doing mode. Even if that is like at the moment I'm studying the Vedantas. So if I'm reading for an hour and drinking green tea, and I'm still doing, right? Whereas meditation is about being. And I find it very hard to be at the beginning of the day when I have things that I need to do, like want to go to the gym, need to go buy groceries, I've got a client call, like very hard to be. So for me, meditation is an end of day experience. And I literally just put on some very soothing instrumental music and sit for 10 minutes and focus on my breath. That's where I'm at right now with my meditation practice. And what I've learned is that it, you know, meditation is really there to support us. On a physical level, it's about changing your brainwave states. So your brainwaves start moving from that beta brainwave state coming down into alpha, maybe even theta if you're lucky, right? It slows us down. It brings us our nervous system into a parasympathetic state. It's a state for resting. And so in this sense, it's very beautiful before you go to bed to like come into that state and use things like Palo Santo or incense or whatever it is that can support you in creating the space to be able to really drop in. But saying that, there are so many options for meditations. Like I have meditations on my website that are free that you can download. Insight Timer also, like you can find your way with meditation that works for you. Okay, point number three, I have reflection. Reflection is a beautiful tool that I think that we tend to skim over sometimes. At the end of last year, I think it was November, I created a reflection journal. You can also get that on my website, I believe. Asking some of those deeper questions, but you can even just reflect, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, right? Like what happened in this last month or week that felt really good and what maybe didn't feel so good? And let's just reflect on like what was happening and how I was feeling and you know, is that still in alignment? Is that still in resonance with me? Or is this something that I would like to shift for the next month, right? Reflection is a beautiful tool for looking back through a lens of compassion with also the idea of finding the things to support the growth, right? So it's like being a little detective, looking back on your life and looking at what worked and what didn't work. So that's reflection. The fourth I have is intention. Intention is where you put your energy. Where does your life force energy get directed, right? And this intention is very like out in the physical world. I mean, you can also bring it inside as well, right? You can have intentions on how you want to feel, on, you know, what you are hoping to be that day. right? Like, I intend today to be extremely soft and loving. I intend today to allow my inner child to play a little bit more, right? Like, we can be really intentional in that way, but we can also be intentional in terms of, like, today my intention is to, like, do 3 things on my to-do list, right? That's my intention. Today my intention is to finally get around to doing my taxes, right? These are kind of goals, but, like, when we put intention, we put energy there, we put focus there, and it helps us to keep moving forward. There's a beautiful way, I think this is also a freebie on the website. You can wake up in the morning, do a little body check, and by that I mean scanning yourself from the crown of your head, coming down the face and the shoulders, the arms, chest, blah, 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 all the way to your feet, all the way to your toes, and just noticing, like, what's here? What's in my body right now? What feels tight? What feels loose? Like, what's going on? And then just with your feet on the floor and really connecting in with the ground, you can just ask yourself, like, what is my intention today? And just see what comes up. So simple. The last tip I have to share is discipline. Now, me and discipline, or discipline and I should say, have had a very interesting relationship. Sometimes we're really close. Sometimes we're so close. And then oftentimes, for whatever reason, we fall out. And so the discipline goes away. And, you know, about 2 years ago, I was speaking to devotional discipline, right? Getting really devotional. It's like an energy that we want to put behind our discipline. So it feels a little bit less like, you know, we've been in trouble, right? And we're being disciplined. I don't know if you remember, you know, at school, if you were ever like naughty, you would get disciplined. Didn't happen to me very often, but I really wanted to shift and kind of break away from that old way of feeling about that word. And so devotional discipline really came through as like a new way that I could see discipline as something that's very supportive. And the way that I use discipline is around being disciplined around my spiritual practices. So as I said before, like, meditation wasn't really there. Now I'm really bringing meditation into my evening rituals. Before, you know, 9 o'clock, I turn off my phone, and this is my time to really start winding down before sleep. And getting really disciplined about that and really, really devotional about that, because I can see now how being disciplined with spirituality really is the way that we grow, right? Again, looping back to what I was saying at the beginning with this like new age spirituality, where it feels very love and light driven. It's not that love and light isn't there, of course it is, but actually it's through the brave work and it's through the harder things to look at that we find the most amount of growth. But in order to do that, we can need to get very disciplined about how we are offering our time to different activities, to different situations, to different energies, how we are offering our energy, and what are we doing to actually come back into ourselves. So for me, my discipline is really around spiritual practices. For you, maybe it's around your health. Maybe it's around, you know, socializing. Maybe you want to socialize more, or maybe you feel like you've, again, given too much of yourself away and you're finding yourself in friendships that are not fulfilling, right? And so can you get disciplined with yourself to say no when it actually doesn't feel completely right, right? So those are my 5 tips: prayer, meditation, reflection, intention, and discipline. And of course, just to loop back to the beginning there, really right now it's about nurturing your own roots so that you can get so rock solid for the year ahead, right? And a little bonus tip that's just coming through for me to share. I realize I've forgotten it on my notes, so thank you for reminding me. This is something I tell my clients as well. When we want growth and we desire, you know, expansion, and we want something different for our lives, it is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And what I came to recognize after about 2 years of being in this work is that, and this comes back to the intelligence versus intellect as well, I was looking for intelligence everywhere. Like, I was going out and finding all the spiritual teachers and reading all the books and like watching all the YouTubes and the other interviews like that they'd done. And I was like, it was kind of chaotic in my mind and nothing was really integrated. It didn't fully land in my body. And so I knew a little about a lot of things because I didn't deepen. I kept on seeking and seeking and seeking and seeking because I didn't feel like I was there yet, right? It's this like scarcity that comes up. But what I have come to recognize after doing that, it's not that some teachers are quote unquote wrong or, you know, whatever it is. Sometimes I was finding that some things felt a little contradictory or like, you know, diving into a topic and then it just didn't feel great. And what I have found to be true is that when we choose 1, 2, maximum 3 teachers at a time, this really helps us to anchor in messages, right? To anchor in the wisdom, to turn the intelligence that we receive from these teachers into intellect, because we have more time to contemplate them. We have more time for them to show up in our lived experience so we can, you know, see how some of the teachings are really playing out. We have time to practice if they are sharing practices. And this is really, for me, has been the best way of actually growing. It's not by going out there and signing up for like 100 different courses and programs and listening to 12 podcasts at a time. It's actually just following 1, 2, maximum 3 teachers at a time and really digging into their work and understanding their concepts on a deeper level. And then what you'll find is that when you choose, you know, like, okay, I feel like really good, I've, you know, done all of Eckhart Tolle's stuff, I'm feeling really good about that. Like, I feel like I need a little bit more inspiration. I need a little bit more spark in my life, right? And you'll go find the next teacher. And as you dig into their teachings, you'll start to connect the dots with what you've deepened already in the other teacher's teachings, right? And then it all starts to sink in on a new level. And because you're a new person by the time this happens, because you're growing all the time, you see things from a new perspective that maybe you didn't see before. And this is the way that, again, we can grow in such a beautiful way that gives us space to grow and to learn. So that concludes the first episode of this year. As I said, I was going to talk to you a little bit more about the breathwork training. So let me share with you very quickly about that. I'm really, like, my heart is so full to really be able to offer this training, offer this certification. Sacred Heart Breathwork is such a beautiful modality for supporting clients in one-on-one sessions or in group sessions, for offering an experience where, you know, breathers can really connect with the depths of their hearts. And in this training, I'm offering coaching, you know, a little bit of coaching training in here, because this is an important part of being able to hold space and being able to help people through their processes. You also receive your own coach coming on this training, because it's very important to me that, you know, teachers, that we are able to step into the world and to hold space and to teach from a really aligned place. And like I was saying earlier in this episode, like intellect, like we need to go in and do our inner work first. So this is over 8 weeks. We're going to have 3 weekends where we're online. It's 3 intensive weekends. We're going to have 1 in-person retreat. If you are outside of Europe, then we will figure out a way, like we can do it digitally. I'm just like feeling into, you know, how many people come in from different places. So it will work out regardless, And then we have about 4 weeks of once a week evening classes, plus you're going to have like a buddy, you've got extra practice times. Like, it's a really robust course that offers you a lot in quite a short period of time. With that said, there is ongoing support for you always, so you can continue to grow and deepen your knowledge around breathwork as you wish to, right? So that's coming up. That's May, June. The investment there is 1,700 euros. This is just for the first edition, let's say. So as it grows, that price will also grow in alignment with how the brand is expanding. But if you're curious about that, there is a facilitator guidebook that you can download on my website that's got all of the information you could possibly need in there. And if there's anything missing, of course, just reach out. Otherwise, you can also book a 30-minute call with me just to have a chat and really see if this feels like the path that you want to take forward. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see who is going to be joining this first cohort in May. And I hope that might be you if it calls to you. Okay, my love, beautiful soul, have the most beautiful start to this year. I hope this episode was supportive, and I'll see you next week.